位弟兄姊妹，祝内平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
今天我给大家分享的信息是让神得安慰。
Today I would like to share everyone the message about let God be comforted.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，死亡就临到人类。
Since the first ancestor Adam and Eve sins, death came to the humanity.
不仅有灵性的死亡，也包括我们肉体的死亡。
This wasn't just a spiritual death, but also including a physical death.
上个主日，影哲姊妹给我们分享了《创世纪》的第五章。第五章记载了从亚当到夏娃，从亚当到挪亚有十代人。
Last Sunday, a sister in there shared with us Genesis chapter 5, recording the 10 generation from Adam to Noah.
那除了第七代以诺与神同行300年，被神提到天上，其余的九代人都无论活多么长，最终是以肉体的死亡结束。
Except for the seventh generation Noah, Enoch, who walked faithfully with God for 300 years and was taken by God, the other nine generations, no matter how long they lived, automatically ended in physical death.
说死亡是罪的代价，死亡代表了神对罪的这个恨恶，死亡代表了神对罪人的惩罚。
Death is the price of sin. It represents God's hatred of sin and His punishment for sinners.
那创世纪第六章至第九章记载了挪亚的故事。
In Genesis chapter 6 to 9, tell the story of Noah.
挪亚这个字它的字是休息的意思。
The name of Noah means rest.
那这个挪亚这个字和安慰这个字呢？它在希伯来文的发音上呢有点类似。
The Noah, and the meaning of rest and the comfort is similar in Hebrew.
在创世纪的第五章28节到29节这样说：拉麦活到182岁，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫挪亚，说：这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为耶和华咒诅这地。
Okay, Lamech lived 182 years, and he had a son. He named him Noah, and said he will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands, caused by the ground of the Lord has cursed.
那圣经记载，人犯罪之后，不仅死亡临到人类，大地也受到咒诅，长出荆棘和蒺藜，人必须汗流满面。努力工作才能够吃饱。
After humanity sinned, not only did death come upon humanity, but the earth also suffered from God's curse, producing thorns and thistles. People had to work hard with sweat on their brows to eat their bread.
拉麦给这个挪亚起名，就是希望要休息一下，因为太累了，太苦了。他盼望他的儿子挪亚能够给父母带来安慰。
Lamech named Noah, hoping that Noah will bring comfort and rest to his parents.
那这个挪亚是否给父母带来了安慰呢？那圣经没有说。
Whether Noah brought comfort to his parents, the Bible does not say.
但是圣经告诉我们，挪亚让神得了安慰。
But the Bible tells us that Noah brought comfort to God.
因为人犯罪，神后悔造人在地上，神甚感忧伤，神决定要灭绝地上有血气的人类。
Because of humanity's sin, God regretted making human on the earth. God was deeply saddened, and He decided to wipe out the human race from the face of the earth.
在当时的人类当中，只有挪亚能够在神面前蒙恩。
Among the people of that time, only Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
神要借着挪亚。来预备新的一代人，让神创造的人类可以继续的繁衍延续。
Okay. God prepared a new generation, allowing the human race. Through Noah, God prepared a new generation, allowing the human race created by God to continue to multiply and thrive.
说今天呢，我给弟兄姊妹分享呢，《创世纪》的第六章和七章。那下一次呢，我给大家分享的是第八章到第九章。
Today I will share with everyone for chapter 6 and 7. The next time we'll share chapter 8 and 9.
我们可以先打开圣经，我们把第六章的第五节到十三节，我们读一下。
Let's open our Bible, read Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 13.
对，请听咱们打开第六章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 5.
好，我们一起来读第五节。耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要降所造的人和走兽，并昆虫及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、韩、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，犯有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，犯有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。我们读到这个地方。那根据圣经的经文的结构呢，我给大家呢从三个方面来分享。那第一点呢，我要为大家分享的是神的忧伤啊，就 God pain。 那第二点呢，我们要分享的就是挪亚的义啊，圣经上说挪亚是个义人。第三点呢，我们分享就是神的审判。
Okay, according to the Bible, I would like to share with you three main points. Today is God's grief. Second is Noah's righteousness. The third is God's judgment.
好，我们现在来看第一点，就是神的忧伤。
The first one is God's grief.
当人在世上多起来的时候，人就生儿育女。那当时呢，就说神的儿子们看见人的女子们美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。所以说在当时，耶和华说，人既乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以活到120年。那时候有伟人在地上，后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武有名的人。
Okay, when human beings being began to increaseIn number on the earth, and daughter was born to them. The son of the God saw that the daughters of a human was beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. The Lord said, My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim was on the earth in those days, and also afterward. When the son of the God went to the daughters of a human and had children by them, they was the heroes of all, men of renown.
关于神的儿子们呢，在学术界呢有三种说法。那一种说法呢，他们认为是赛特的后代。那第二种说法呢，就认为是当时的君王。那第三种说法呢，就是指的堕落的天使。根据圣经，你查考经文的时候，你会发现，只有堕落的天使这种解释能够有圣经的根据。
Okay, the term sons of God has three interpretations. First one is a descendant of Seth. The second is a ruler of the time. The third is the fallen angels. Among them, the interpretation of a fallen angel finds support in the Bible.
在圣经里边，旧约有多处经文把这个堕落的天使，把神的儿子，有时候呢看为是这个天使啊，把神的儿子呢看为天使。比方说，在约伯记的一章的六节或者二章的一节是这样说的。有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。这里讲的就是神的众子，指的天使。
Okay. In the Old Testament, in several verses, the sons of God are considered as God's messengers. Angel, for example, in Joel chapter 1, verse 6, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them.
比方说，另外一个例子就是在诗篇的29章的第一节这么说。就是神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华， 这里也是指的天使。
Okay. The second example is in Psalm chapter 29, verse 1. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Here, sons of God mean angels.
在圣经里面有两处新约的经文呢，说天使犯罪之后呢，他要受到神的审判。它记载在彼得后书的二章四节和犹大书的第六节。
Okay, in the New Testament, there are two verses that speak of the angels singing and facing God's judgment. It's the Second Peter chapter 2, verse 4.
那我们就看到神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选，娶来为妻。神指责这些所谓的神的儿子们是输血气的。
Okay. The Son of God saw that the daughter of a human was beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. God condemned them as being fleshly.
这个神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，生出伟人来。这个伟人在希伯来文的意思就是堕落者。
The Son of God and the daughters of humans intermarried, producing offspring, mighty men, Nephilim. Nephilim in Hebrew means fallen ones.
所以这些天使超过了神人应有的界限，越界到了人间来，他遭到神的审判。
Okay, these angels exceed the boundary set by God for humanity and face God's judgment.
说这是罪污染整个世界的，包括宇宙的证据。
Okay, this serves evidence of sin contaminating the whole world. Sin is rebellion against God.
圣经说，当人在世上多起来的时候，耶和华见人在世上。所思想的尽都是恶，所以神要惩罚这个他们。
Okay. As human being increased in number on the earth, the Lord saw how greatly the weakness of the human race has become on the earth, and that every incarnation of the thought of a human heart was only evil all the time.
在第一节是当人在世上多起来的这个多，和第五节这个罪恶很大的这个大，它是同一个希伯来文字。
Okay, the word greater than much in Hebrew is the same word.
人多起来，罪也就多起来。
As people multiplied, so did sin.
神不仅看到人在外边的，他的行为都是恶的，而且神还看到他心里所思想的也都是恶。
God not only saw the external sinful action of the humanity, but also perceived the evil thoughts within their hearts.
说人用神给他精心设计的这个头脑来思想怎么去犯罪，怎么去作恶。
Okay. All day long, their thoughts was only evil, and just use the mind that God has carefully designed to think evil.
所以我们需要思想一下，我们这些人，我们平常心里在想什么？我们是不是想神让我们想的好的事情呢？还是想神不喜欢我们想的事情？
What do we usually think?About in our hearts, is it what we consider good or what God consider good? How can we certify the heart of God?
我们能不能让神的心意可以得到满足？
How can we certify the higher heart of God?
圣经上接着说，他说世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
The earth was corrupted in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupted the earth had become. For all the people on earth has corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth.
所以从这三节经文当中，我们看到出现了三个败坏，两个强暴。
In these three verses, the word corrupt appears three times, and violence appears twice.
说凡有血气的人都败坏了行为，凡有血气的人都到了被毁灭的时候。
All people on earth had corrupted their ways. The time for the destruction of all people had come.
所以当耶和华看到这种状况，他就后悔在地上造人，他心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。
The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them.
在圣经里面这个后悔这个词、啊、它的基本的意思就是改变心意。
Up here, regret means change of mind.
在根据圣经的经文，我们看到有三个原因可能能够使神改变心意。
According to the Bible, there are three reasons that God would change his mind.
第一个原因就是以人的处境发生了改变。
The first one is because of the situation of people.
我举一个例子，在士师记的二章十八节，圣经这么说：耶和华为他们兴起士师。就与那士师同在，士师在世的一切日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手，他们因受欺压扰害就哀声叹气，所以耶和华后悔了。
In Judges chapter 2 verse 18, whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, he was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemy, as long as the judge lived. For the Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them.
那神改变心意的第二个原因就是因着神仆人的代求。
The second reason God changed his mind is because of the intersection of God's servants.
比方说在阿摩斯书的第七章五节到六节，阿摩斯说，我就说主耶和华，求你知息，因为雅各微弱，他怎能站立得住呢？耶和华就后悔说，这灾也可以免了。
Okay, in the Amos chapter 7 verse 5 to 6,Then I cry out, Sovereign Lord, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is so small. So the Lord reluctant. This will not happen either, the Sovereign Lord said.
神改变心意的第三个原因就是因着人的悔改。
And the third reason God changes his mind is because of the human's repentance.
比方说在耶利米书的十八章七节到第十节这么说的。他说我何时论到那一邦那一国说要拔除拆毁毁坏我说的那一邦若是转意离开他们的恶我就必后悔不降我想要施行的灾祸降于他们我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立灾址他们若行我眼中看为恶的事不听从我的话我就必后悔不降我所做的福气赐给他们
For example, in the Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 7 to 10, if at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to uprooted, torn down and destroyed, and if that nation I want to repent of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict it on its disaster I had planned it. And if another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it.
So, from this 创世纪的第六章，我们看到神改变了起初造人的心意，他要除灭人类，那是因为人犯罪的原因。
From the chapter 6, we see that God changed his initial intention of creating humanity, intending to destroy them. This was because the situation of humanity changed God's mind.
神起初造人的时候，把人放在伊甸园里边来，是让人做神的管家，替他管理当时的大地，管理的神创造的生物。
God initially created human and placed them in the Garden of Eden to be stewards of his creation.
因着人的犯罪违背了神的心意所以导致罪恶泛滥蔓延到了一个阶段、啊、他满脑子想的都是罪恶不配再做神的管家最终导致神来的审判
However, they sinned and disobeyed God's will leading to the proliferation of evil Eventually, their minds was filled with wickedness making them unworthy of being stewards of God This led to God's judgment
说神是一个圣洁公义的神。
God is holy and righteous.
因着人的罪，神要决定要除灭人，但是神的心是很忧伤的。
Because of a human sin, God decided to destroy humanity, but his heart was troubled.
神 决定出卖人的时候，他并不是说他满怀愤怒或者幸灾乐祸，神是不得不这么做。
God was not full of anger or delighting in punishment. Rather, he reluctantly decided to do so because of the magnitude of a human sin.
因为人的罪太大了。
Because of the magnitude of a human sin.
我们做父母的可以和我们想想神的心。神的心和我们父母一样。当我们的孩子犯错的时候，你要决定惩罚他的时候，处罚他的时候，你的心里边是高兴快乐呢，是满怀愤怒呢，还是带着忧伤来惩罚你的孩子？
So God's heart is that for the parents, when a trial errs and need punishment, what kind of the emotion a parent's heart has? Is it happy, sad, or grief, or anger?
所以我们父母总是很忧伤的。看到孩子不听话，我们打他骂他，其实我们心里面是很难过的。不管教育不行。
So as a parents, when we see our children are disobey, we actually is in grief.
说在这个罪恶的世界上，当时只有挪亚这个人让神得了安慰，他在神眼前蒙恩。
Only Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, bring comfort to God.
我们下面来看挪亚这个人，挪亚的义。
Next, we are looking at the righteousness of Noah.
在创世纪第六章的八节至九节这么说：“他说，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。”
In Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 to 9, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God.
在耶和华眼前蒙恩，就是讨神悦纳的意思。
To find favor in the eyes of the Lord means to be pleasing to God.
在挪亚的时代，人的罪令神伤心，但是挪亚却令神悦纳，让神悦纳。
In Noah's generation, sin grieved God, but he found favor in Noah because Noah was righteous and blameless.
Yeah, 因为挪亚是个义人，是一个完全人，他与神同行。
Because Noah was righteous and blameless.
对，这不是说挪亚一点罪也不犯，或者说从来不犯罪，而是他能够做到全心全意的爱神，来顺服神。
This doesn't mean that Noah never sinned or that he was sinless, but rather that he wholeheartedly loved God and obeyed him.
挪亚当时过着一个有信心的生活，当时在成为一个美好的见证。
Noah lived his life by faith, becoming a wonderful testimony in his time.
圣经里面记载的第一个与神同行的人，就是亚当的第七代孙以诺。
The Bible recorded Enoch, the seventh generation of a descendant of Adam, was the first person to walk faithfully with God.
那第二个与神同行的人就是挪亚。
And the second person walked with the Lord was Noah.
所以说在旧约的时候，旧约的时代，我们就发现与神同行，这是神对人的一个最基本的要求。
In the Old Testament, we know that the most basic requirement God requests was walking with him.
在主前七百年，先知米迦就有说过，他说：“世人呢，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，与存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
In the 8th century BC, the prophet Micah said to the people of Israel, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God."
那我们今天生活的这个时代也是一个罪恶泛滥，在我们的社会当中，你会发现每天都有犯罪的事情发生。那可以思想一下我们自己的光景，我们在神的面前蒙恩吗？我们行事完全吗？我们与神同行吗？
In the generation we live in, where sins abound, do we find favor in the eyes of God? Are we living blamelessly? Are we walking faithfully with God?
那我们的行事为人能不能影响到我们那些还没有信主的朋友，或者说我们呢是受了他们的影响呢？
Are we able to influence those who hasn't believed in the Lord, or are we influenced by them?
希伯来书的作者是这样评价挪亚的，他说挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一纸方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
In Hebrew chapter 11 verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that is keeping with faith.
从挪亚顺服神的吩咐造方舟这件事上，我们可以明白为什么挪亚是一个义人。这是因为他信的结果，他信神的话，他是因信称义。
Noah's obedience to God's instruction in building the ark reveals why he is considered righteous. It is the result of his faith, and by faith he is declared righteous.
大家可以想一想，当时人们还没有见到天下雨，也没有见过船是一个什么样子的，更没法想象将来这个洪灾和这个洪水泛滥是一个什么样的光景。可是挪亚就相信神所告诉他的，相信神吩咐的，就按照神的指示去做。
At that time, people had not seen rain fall from the sky, nor had they seen what a bowl looked like. They alone imagined the scene of flooding on the earth. Yet Noah believed God's instruction and acted accordingly.
所以当时神就告诉挪亚呢，他说你要造一个方舟，用革非木造一个方舟，啊，一件一件的造，啊，里外抹上这个松香。不让它进水，啊，这个方舟呢，大小呢是长300轴，宽50轴，高30轴，啊，这个方舟上面有透光的地方，啊，这个门要开在旁边，方舟呢有上中下3层。
Okay. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 14-16, God's instruction Noah saying that, so make yourself an ark of a cypress wood.Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks.
那所以说，如果是我查了一下呢，这个一轴呢，大概等于是0.445米，或者说44.5厘米。那这个方舟呢，你可以看看有多大，是133米长，22米宽，13米高。
Okay, in the Old Testament era, a cubit was about 44.5 centimeters. The ark's dimension was approximately 133.5 meters long, 22.25 meters wide, and 13.35 meters high.
那我需要说的是呢，这个方舟，它不是指的今天的这个船。它不是用来运送人或者货物的，而是一个避难所。
The ark was not a ship as we understand it today, used for transportation, people or goods, but rather a refuge.
说人进去以后呢，就可以得到拯救。
A place of safety where those inside could find salvation.
在出埃及记的2章3节，当摩西的母亲把他生下之后，就把他藏了一段时间。后来因为不能再藏了，就把它放在一个蒲草箱里，放在河里边。这个蒲草箱的这个箱子和这个方舟是同一个希伯来文字。
And in Exodus chapter 2 verse 3, similarly, when Moses' mother gave birth to him, she hid him for a time. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated with tar and pitch.And then she placed a child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of Niles. The word used for basket here is the same Hebrew word used for ark.
说神怎么吩咐挪亚就怎么做。挪亚按照神的吩咐造他从来没有见过的方舟，而且真的能够把方舟给建起来。
Noah obeyed God's command exactly as he had instructed, building the ark despite never having seen such a structure before.
你可以想象在当时的人是多么样的耻笑挪亚，而挪亚又忍受这样的一个耻笑100多年的时间。
Okay, you can imagine how many people must have ridiculed Noah and for over 100 years.
那挪亚就按照神的指示，就把这个方舟 真的遭起来了。圣经这样说，挪亚就这样行，犯神所吩咐的，他就照样行了。
Bible mentioned about that Noah just did everything just as God commanded him.
当时就是学者估计，当时大概进入方舟的这个动物有45,000种。
A scholar estimated that there was about 45,000 species of animal aboard the ark.
那许多人会问，挪亚怎么样把这些动物赶进方舟呢？
Many people will ask how Noah managed to get all these animals into the ark.
当你看经文的时候，你会发现，实际上所有的受造物，包括挪亚在内，进入方舟都是按照神的吩咐进入的。
In reality, all creation, including Noah, obeyed God's instruction. So gather the animal into the ark was not Noah's concern.
是神把动物带到挪亚的面前，让他们进入方舟。
It was God's instruction or command to bring the animal into the ark.
所以说，把动物集中起来放进方舟，这不是挪亚要考虑的问题。挪亚的考虑的问题是怎么样把方舟给建起来。
So getting the animal into the ark was not Noah's concern. His task was to build the ark.
当我们做神让我们做的事情时候，我们考虑了很多一些肢解的问题，而是忽略了一些特殊的我们可以控制的一些问题。
Oftentimes we worry about insignificant matters beyond our control, neglecting more important areas that we can control.
比方说，我们对神的态度怎么样？我们和神的关系怎么样？我们自己的责任是什么样？那这是我们自己要考虑的问题。
Such as our attitude toward God, our relationship with Him, and our own responsibility. This is the area we shall consider.
所以我们做事呢，就按照神对我们的要求，做神让我们做的事。其他的一些事情，我们不是在我们的控制之外的，我们就让神来做。
We shall, like Noah, focus on doing what God commands us to do, leaving the rest to God to handle.
在圣经的创世纪的第六章的17-18节这样说，神说，看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下，凡地上有血肉有气息的活物无一不死，我却要与你立约，你同你的妻子儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。
God said, I am going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of it in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your son and your wife and your son's wife with you.
所以挪亚顺服神的一个直接的结果就是免于洪水的毁灭。
The immediate result of Noah's obedience, deliverance from the flood.
神与挪亚立约，让他一家八口进入了方舟避难。
God initiated a covenant with Noah, allowing him and his family, 8 people in total, to enter the ark.
我们古人造字的时候，有一句话我们经常说，仓颉造字，泄露天机，就指的这个船这个字。
The ancient Chinese create the word boat, reveal the secrets of art.
船的左边是个舟，右边是个八口，船八口就是船。
In Chinese word, the boat has the ark on the left, and they have eight people on the right hand side.
他就揭露了启示了这个方舟，神让挪亚造方舟的故事。
It revealed the ark that Noah created the ark.
如果神不让他们进方舟的话，他们是进不去的。
If God had not allowed them to enter the ark, they would not have been able to enter.
所以遵守神的命令，遵守神的吩咐，就能够蒙神所爱。
So whoever has my command and keep them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father.
Yeah, 这是神在约翰福音14:21说的，耶稣说的话，有了我的命令我遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并要向他显现。
In Gospel John chapter 14 verse 21 say, whoever has my command and keep them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
那我们来看神是如何来审判当时的世界的。
Let's look at how God judged the world at that time.
那首先我们来看神审判的这个范围。
Let's look at God's judgment boundary.
耶和华对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代当中，我见你在我面前是个义人。
The Lord then said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation.
挪亚花了大约100年的时间造方舟。那在这个期间，挪亚仍然遵守神的吩咐。所以说，我们发现，当方舟造完了以后，神继续的称挪亚在他的面前是个义人。
It took Noah about 100 years to build the ark. During this time, Noah obeyed God's commands, and God continued to call him righteous.
除了挪亚一家八口进入方舟之外，那还有一些动物。这圣经上说，犯洁净的畜类，你要带7公7母；不洁净的畜类，你要带1公1母。然后空中的飞鸟也要带7公7母，这些都要进入方舟。
Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of a clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 pairs of every kind of the bird, male and female.
我们就发现，当时这个罪的污染很广，污染了世界所有的一切。神不愿意看到这个世界，他造的这个世界。
We know that at that time the sin has a contamination was widespread, affecting all aspects of the world, and God did not want to see it continued.
那我们来看审判的这个力量是有多大。
Let's look at the power of a judgment.
当挪亚600岁的时候，2月17日那一天，大圆的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，40昼夜降大雨在地上。
When Noah was 600 years old, on the 7th day of the 2nd month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens was opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 49.
说大源的源泉，泉源指的是地下储藏的水，天上的窗户是指的是围绕的这个地球的那层水圈。
The verb burst forth and was opened are both indicated the source of the external force of the water.
So, 这个裂开和这个敞开呢，都是一个被动时态，这是有一种外在的力量把它打开的。
Okay, the verb burst forth and was opened are both in past tense. That means external force caused them to open.
So, 这个外在的力量就是神。
The external force is God.
如果神不让这个水从天上降下来，它是降不下来的。如果水不让地下的水冒出来，它也是冒不出来的。
Only God could open the spring of His great deep, the underground reservoir of the water, to bring forth water. And only God could open the floodgates of heaven, the water canopy surrounding the earth.
你会发现，当那天下雨的时候，神让这些动物各从其类一公一母。按照秩序进入到这个挪亚的面前，然后进到方舟里面去的。
On that very day, Noah and his son and wife and 3 sons and their wives all entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moved along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind.
你就注意到经文说，耶和华就把他关在方舟里面。
Here say the Lord shut him in.
大家可以想想，我们做父母的，孩子小的时候，我们把孩子放到车里边去，那我要轻轻的把这个车门给关上，是为了保护他的安全。
We can imagine that when our children was young and we put a child in the car and closing the car door to protect child.
当神把挪亚一家八口人放进方舟里面去，又把所有的动物都赶进去之后，神把这个门就关，方舟的门就关死了。然后开始神安排一切妥当之后，就开始下大雨。
So, God made the Noah and all the animals enter the ark, and then when everything was according to order, then God shut the ark.
说就圣经上说，这个大雨呢降了40昼夜，40天， 洪水泛滥，水势上涨，方舟飘起，淹没了高山峻岭。
For 40 days, the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the water increased, they lift the ark high above the earth.
水势比山高，高过十五周。
The water was higher than the mountain for 15 meters.
这个十五周大概是七米，六米半到七米的样子。
The 50 cubits above the mountain is approximately about 7 meters.
注意这个淹没这个字，淹没这个字呢和这个遮盖这个词呢是同一个希伯来文词。那它淹没我们看不出它的神学意义来，但是遮盖它背后有一个神学的思想，就是说神用大洪水遮盖了地上一切的罪，就像耶稣基督用他的宝血遮盖了罪人的罪一样。
The cover here means to overshadow or to conceal. This has a theological significance. Just as God used the great flood to cover all the sin on the earth, so does the blood of Jesus Christ cover the sin of mankind. God,
当耶稣救我们的时候，他用他的宝血遮盖了我们的罪。神看我们不再是看我们的罪，而是看耶稣的义。
Okay. When Jesus died on the cross, his blood covered our sin. So when Lord look at us, they no longer look at our sin, but look at Jesus' blood.
说在这个整个的审判之后，我们就发现真正得救的只有挪亚一家人。
So after this judgment, only Noah's family, a people, got saved.
那圣经说，凡地上有血肉的动物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽。和爬在地上的昆虫以及所有的人都死了，凡在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵都死了，凡地上各类的活物连人带牲畜昆虫以及空中飞鸟都从地上除灭了，只留下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里的。水势浩大，在地上共150天。
Every living thing that moves on land perished. Bird, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds was wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days.
圣经上说挪亚是个义人，但是圣经上没有说挪亚的家人也是义人。
The Bible states that Noah was a righteous man, but it does not explicitly say that his family member was righteous.
事实上，除了挪亚是个义人之外，他们家所有的人都是败坏的。
In fact, apart from Noah, all flesh had corrupted its way, including Noah's family.
神拯救他们一家人是因为挪亚的缘故。
God saved Noah's family because of Noah.
挪亚与神同行，说他的家人跟着挪亚蒙福了。
Noah walked with God, and this brought blessing to his family.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得在创世纪里边的亚伯拉罕的时代，当神要拯救罗德的时候，神就天使就对罗德说：“你这里还有什么人吗？”无论是女婿、是儿女和城中一切属你的人，你都要将他们从这个地方带出去。
In the time of Abraham, when God intended to destroy Sodom, he sought to save the righteous man Lot and all his family, including Lot's wife, daughter, and even his son-in-law.
说神看重他的百姓的家庭，神很希望拯救他百姓的家庭。
God highly valued the family of his people and desired to save them.
所以罗德的女婿以为罗德是在开玩笑，不愿跟他离开，结果遭到了毁灭。
And the son-in-law of the Lot was did not consider Lot's words serious. Thought he was joking, so he did not leave Sodom and got destroyed.
说今天我们如果爱神，那神也一定会赐福我们的家人。
So today, if we love God, God will also bless our family.
我们要常为我们的孩子来祷告。
We should continually pray for our children.
为他为蒙神的赐福来祷告。
Pray for their blessing.
为他们，让神在他们的身上积攒祝福。
Is pray for their salvation and pray for accumulation blessing for them from God.
我给你们举一个例子。
I give you the example.
水清的姥爷和姥姥都是基督徒。
For example, my wife, 水清's grandparents was Christian.
水清的母亲常常的给我们说，她小时候，她的父母怎么带他们弟兄姊妹祷告的情景。
Okay, my wife, 水清, still remember that the scene when her parents prayed together as a family when she was a child.
水清的姥爷去世得很早，她的姥姥一个人带着四个儿子，两个女儿生活。
水清's grandpa passed away early, and 水清's grandmother raised four sons and two daughters alone.
这六个孩子，其中五个孩子都读了大学，只有那个老小是因为赶上文化大革命，没有机会读书，没有机会上大学。
Five of them went to college, but the youngest couldn't due to the cultural revolution.
所以他的六个的儿女呢，其实都有非常好的工作，而且有美满的家庭。
All six children have a good jobs and happy family.
后来我就给他们说，我说这个是与这个两位老人家为这孩子祷告有很大的关系。
I believe this is largely due to the prayer of these two elder parents.
因为老爷和姥姥的敬虔，所以说神就赐福他们的儿女。
Because the godliness of the grandparents, so God blessed the children.
今天我们生活的是一个道德败坏、世风日下的一个世界。
In today's moral corrupt and declining world,
我们怎么样能够让神得到安慰呢？
What should we do so God can be comforted?
在主耶稣的主导文里面，他就告诉我们说，当世人尊神的名为圣的时候，神就可以得安慰。
In God's law of prayer, God told us that when God's name is honored.Is holy by people, and he will get comfort.
当我们祷告求神的国降临的时候，神就得安慰。
And when we pray that God's kingdom come, and His heart will get comfort.
当我们祷告求神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候，神就得安慰。
When we pray that His will is done on the earth as in heaven, God's heart will get comfort.
神不愿意一人沉沦，神愿意每一个人都能够悔改得救。
God does not want anyone to perish, but desire everyone to repent.
所以我们相信耶稣的时候，神就得安慰。
God is comfort when people believe in Jesus.
当我们去荣耀耶稣的时候，神就得安慰。
When Christians glorify Jesus, God's heart get comfort.
当我们向周围的人传福音，当我们去远处去宣教的时候，神就得安慰。
When we lead people to the Christ, when we spread the gospel in overseas, God's heart will get comfort.
我们得救是因信称义。
We are saved by faith and declared righteous.
那如果我们真的是相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，相信耶稣基督在十字架上是为我们的罪死了，然后埋葬了，第三天复活了，神就接纳我们做他的儿女。
We believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, who brought our sins on the cross, died for us, was buried, and on the third day, God raised him from the dead, accepting us as his children.
挪亚因着信神，他就按照神的吩咐造方舟，他就越过了洪水的审判。
Noah, by believing in God and building the ark according to God's command, passing through the judgment of the flood.
这个洪水的审判非常象征了在末日的一个大审判。
The flood judgment symbolized the great judgment of the last days.
在末日的时候，神要除灭世界上一切罪恶，除灭一切有形质的被罪污染的东西。
In the end time, God will destroy all the wickedness in the world, all tangible things contaminated by sin.
神要用新天新地来代替这个旧天旧地。
And replace the old heaven and earth with the new.
只有那些相信神的儿子耶稣基督的人，才能够在末世的时候越过神的审判，居住的新天新地里面。
Whoever believes in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, will pass through God's judgment on the last day and dwell in a new heaven and new earth.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，我们满心的谢谢你，谢谢你，真是借着创世纪的第六章、第七章。用你的话语来对我们说话。我们知道我们都是在你的面前 蒙恩的人。我们过去活在过犯罪恶当中，今天我们因着相信耶稣基督，成为上帝的儿女，被神来接纳。主啊，就求你帮助我们，在这个世界上能够为你来做美好的见证，能够把我们周围的人也能够带到神的家里边来。也求你透过我们的教会，透过我们弟兄姊妹的服事，能够让你得到安慰。我们感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门，
阿门。
好，我们就